How did you find Baltimore, Westinghouse Baltimore, as a place to work in the 50s and 60s? Camaraderie, social life, spirit.
Well, when I came to work, I was working with a group with four people, so we were a family. There just wasn't any question about it. Mm-hmm. We went to movies together. We had picnics. You name it. But that changed as the size of the group grew. Now, the first few years, it was still a big family. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger. But then there was a point in time, like any extended family, you start to lose touch with people that you're working with. And when the area got big enough, you would have people in the section that would be off working other parts of the plant that you might not see for months.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a social life, but it wasn't the one where you would think that, gee, every day I'm going to a party with the same people, or I'm going to... It varied. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, camaraderie was great, even under the greatest times of stress when we were trying to meet shipping dates.
Mm-hmm. Imagine those times of stress also led to some rather long hours.
Yes. There were a couple of times when we were talking about, my husband and I were talking about it, that we were working on programs. One was AWACS, when we were trying to get the first shipments out and so forth. I can remember that there was 31 consecutive days that I got home after he had gone to bed, and I left before he got up in the morning. And, of course, now he's an engineer, so he understood what was happening there. But then he left, and he told me, he said, and then you slept for 36 hours when you got through with that.
I